Tony Curry Radio and Tony Curry Live. Look who's just called. The big old hotline this morning is Austin Hanks, that blues almighty Austin Hanks. You can hear his show exclusively here on Tony Curry Radio every Thursday at noon and 8, and coming soon to our Spotify partnership, our Tony Curry Radio podcast. Austin, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Man, I'm doing so good. Greetings from Southern California. Billy Gibbons sends his regards. We were together, let's see, a couple of days ago. We went out and had some Mexican food. And he was asking all about the show, and he catches it whenever he's, around his phone, and he loves it. So greetings from Billy.
I love it. Can you give us a little backdrop or a little background on what the world holds for him and ZZ Top after they get off the road? I know they're still on the road. They're going to be touring over the next few months, but any word on what's going to happen next?
Yeah, so they hit the ZZ Top hit the pause button because of the current outbreak of COVID, and they didn't go for any shows in the immediate future, but they do start in April. They're going to Canada with Cheap Trick, and they're going to do all of Canada for April and May, and then they return to the States after that, and they'll just be going solid through all the way through the end of the year. Even in Europe, they're returning to Europe. So, you know, the worst of all of it is behind us. And so they're going to get full throttle on us.
Now, you may know Austin Hanks, of course, from the Slick Lily days. I knew him from the old Rockingham Palace days about 20 or 30 years ago. Now he plays in the Big Bad Blues Band with Billy F. Gibbons, of course, with Matt Sorum. He also, of course, has written songs. He wrote a couple tunes there for Futurama, and he's done all kinds of great stuff with ZZ Top, and he's out there in the West Coast. You have a plethora of different pictures that you put on your Instagram, and I tell people to go to Austin Hanks Official to see all those pictures. And we have a Tony Curry Challenge. I'll talk about that in just a second, but one of those pictures you did post, and it was unfortunate you had to post a picture of Meatloaf because he passed away several days ago. Talk about your meeting with him and just what an influence he was on your life.
Yeah, man. You know, I met Meatloaf several times. The last time I got to hang out with him was in Las Vegas. He was doing a residency. And by the way, the last time we talked, he told me that he was planning, it was in the planning stage to do a reality show on VH1. It was based on one of his songs. It was going to be called "I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That." It was going to be like a challenge show, and he was all fired up about it. But anyway, yeah, we hung out, and he was asking what I was up to, and I said, you know, I'm touring with Billy Gibbons when he's not on the road with ZZ Top. We go out and do our trio, our blues trio, and he said, "Will you give him a message for me?" I said, "Sure." I thought it was going to be all pleasant. He said, "I'm really mad." And I said, "Okay, what happened?" And he said, "1983, Monsters of Rock in Europe." And he said, I have this bit during the show where he said it was ZZ Top, Whitesnake, Meatloaf. It was like an all-day jam. And he said, "I have this bit in my show where I tear the top off of a Patron silver bottle and down it. And the crowd goes absolutely nuts." And he said, "It's just this coolest moment." And but he said, "Of course, it's water." And he said, he gets to this part. Who could do that? And he gets to the part of the show where it's time to do that. He rips the top off this thing and just he's chugging it. And it's about halfway gone when he realizes it's pure silver tequila.
Oh, God.
And he said the crowd became blurry, everything. He still got like 5 songs to go. And he said he looked over, and Billy, Frank, and Dusty are over on the side of the stage just howling, laughing. He said, "You tell him I'm going to get revenge."
Oh, that's get revenge. That's a great story. That is an awesome story. Austin Hanks.
I told Billy that story, and immediately after he told me, and Billy died laughing. He said, "That sounds like Frank. That had to be Frank. I don't know anything about that."
That is hilarious. Austin Hanks joins us here, of course. We know him here locally, Birmingham, from Slick Lily. He's gotten so huge. Alabaster and his effort, of course, he's put out. And you can follow him on Instagram at Austin Hanks Official. All kinds of great pics on there. Plays with Billy F. Gibbons and, of course, has written music for ZZ Top. Just an all-around great guy. And, of course, your host of Blues Almighty, his own blues show right here on Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry Radio app, and also coming soon to Spotify, noon and 8 on Thursdays. All right, so whenever a rock and roller dies and passes away, and this really started, I mean, our relationship kind of restarted, rekindled after Dusty had passed away several months ago. We had Eddie pass away a little over a year ago. David Bowie's now gone. We've just lost Meatloaf. Louis Anderson, the celebrity and comedian, was a part of that. It wigs me out a little bit because I know that we just have so many fantastic rock and rollers that influenced my life and my generation that are up there in their mid to late 70s, early 80s. Does it make you cringe a little bit when someone like Meatloaf passes away? Because I know people say they come in threes, but you're like, please, Lord, just hold on a little while longer.
Yeah, it really does. And I don't know what the age group for, you know, like critical is to be like a specific time when you got to start not buying green bananas anymore, but it is a sacred group of people that kind of started everything for my generation, for sure. All those rockers in the 70s, you know, they're all in that age group where they're touring less, they're putting less music out, they're, you know, being careful more. And yeah, it is cringeworthy to know that, you know, We better love it while we can, because who knows how long they'll be around.
Yeah, speaking of the devil, David Lee Roth said something really un-David Lee Roth-like about 2 weeks ago. He had a residency at the House of Blues in Las Vegas. He was supposed to play a show on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. They added like 14 more shows, and then it just got scrapped. He was posting some really bizarre, weird things on Twitter and Instagram, and he actually came out and said that if Eddie Van Halen looks in his rearview mirror, it's probably David behind him. He always said if he thought he'd be the first member of Van Halen to die, and I'm like, where is this morbid talk coming from, the 67-year-old? Have you met David Lee Roth, first of all? And second of all, your thoughts on the possibility that we've seen him for the last time. The last time he opened up a show was for Kiss back in March of 2020.
So I have met David Lee Roth. I don't have a picture with him, or you could challenge me on that one. I wish I did. When I met David Lee Roth, I was very young, and it was before we all had a computer in our pocket that we could whip out and take a picture, you know?
Yeah.
So unfortunately for most of the people I've met along the way, that was the case, because my dad used to work at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center Coliseum as an extra job, and he worked every hockey game and every concert that came through town. So I would go with him, and I saw everybody. I saw from Parliament Funkadelics to, you know, Kiss, whoever it was that night I was there. But yeah, David Lee Roth, I think that he's just tired of the noise, you know. Yeah. It's like every time they book a run, it's happened to us all. Every time we book a long run or a residency or whatever, Adele is going through it right now, where yep, it all crashes down. So I think he just finally said, you know what, that's enough.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate too, because I think, you know, I don't know if I'd make a trip to Las Vegas just to see David Lee Roth, but if I was out there and he was playing, I'd definitely make time out to go see him play. Austin Hanks, Blues Almighty, the big show happening every Thursday. Fresh new shows here on Tony Curry Radio at 12 and 8. I want to know, first of all, and I know you love your blues, how do you come up with your ideas for the shows and the music you play on that show, man, is fantastic. Every time I listened, I heard the show, and I texted you. I said, this is just nasty. There's the one with the Jason, the Scorchers, and Driving and Crying. You always throw in some of your own music from Slick Lily and certainly from Billy Gibbons' band, but just talk about Blues Almighty.
So the premise of the show for me is just to explore the traditional blues while at the same time honoring the new blood, you know, the Black Keys and people like that are coming around, and Gary Clark Jr., whoever it is. So I try to mix it up a lot and try to entertain young audiences as well as, you know, a big fan of B.B. King. So every week has sort of a theme to it, you know, like things I grew up loving or Billy Gibbons' take on the blues. We've had a lot of special guests, Matt Sorum from Guns N' Roses, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke. We have a lot more guys coming aboard that are going to be jaw dropping to people, but I can't tell you yet because they've hit the pause button for a second on doing anything, but or they're out of the country. That's happened several times, But it will happen, and it's going to be fun, and we'll get all the fun done. I'm so honored to be part of the Tony Curry Radio family. I just can't tell you.
Man, we love it. I love this show. It is fantastic. Again, every Thursday night at 8 and noon Central Time right here on Tony Curry Radio. And coming soon to Spotify on our Tony Curry platform, a podcast where you can go back and listen to all episodes. You get about 10 or 15 episodes already in the can. Austin, appreciate you, man. I'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you, brother.
I'm having a blast.
I'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
See you, man.